I want to tell a few stories this morning. I too was immensely inspired by the assembly in Abbotsford. We spent so much time in worship, worshiping together with people from across the nation. We were led in worship by members of the Japanese Mennonite Church in Langley, by visitors from the Mennonite Church in Vietnam, by Korean Mennonites. The music was wonderful, and just connecting with so many neat people from across the country was significant. I connected with people I hadn't seen in 25, 30 years. I met new and inspiring people, and I connected with closer friends and family. My family might be somewhat unique in that I had, my parents were there, my brother was there, an uncle was there, four cousins were there, their spouses were there. We have a bit of a family reunion whenever we have these national assemblies. It's a lot of fun. And we heard stories, lots and lots of stories. Stories of church being done in interesting and sometimes experimental ways. Dr. Elaine Heath showed a picture of a church parking lot actually, and a sign. The sign said, "Parking lot for church members only." Then she told a bit of the story of this congregation. They were a church at one point of 11 elderly people. And they were debating, should we close? Should we, what should we do? There's only 11 of us. We don't have young people. What should we do? And they decided to do whatever they could to connect with their neighbors. And so they took down that sign that said, for church members only. And their building was repurposed and became a new hub of the neighborhood. And they gradually developed different things. They have a community garden. They have a retreat house. They have chickens and bees, and they invite, and after-school programs that they invite the neighborhood children. I think that was one of the first things they did, after-school programs to invite the neighborhood children to come. They have a playground for preschoolers so that the parents could bring their preschoolers when they come to pick up their children that are in the after-school programs. And they have a new parking lot sign that says, "Parents, please park here while you're waiting for the kids at the church." And so they did all of this stuff to connect with their neighbors, different ways to connect with their neighbors. And their numbers started to grow. And they haven't become a mega church or anything. They're up to about 50 worshipers at this point. But that's a pretty big difference from the 11 that they were at that point. And this came through their desire to connect with their neighbors, to be good neighbors, to listen to that biblical call to be good neighbors. And that's revitalized their community, and it's revitalized their church. It's one story that Dr. Elaine Heath shared. We heard stories from a variety of Mennonites from across Canada who were doing sometimes experimental, sometimes new, sometimes different kinds of things with church. I mean, they call these fire starter stories, and we heard 7 or 8 or 9 of these over the course of the conference. Sandy Plett shared about 4 small Christian communities that she and her husband have initiated over the past 10 years. They were a young family just returned from service with MCC overseas. And they were searching for community, and they were looking for God outside of regular church structures. She says she's someone that doesn't listen to sermons very well. And so they were attracted to trying something different, attracted to small, to different kinds of worship, to an intergenerational kind of things where their young children, how old did she say they were? I think at that point, like 3 or 3 and 5 or something like that, where they were kind of central to the community and to the worship. Each of these little communities that they started was small. Each involved food and eating together. Each worshiped outside of Sunday morning so people could worship in their congregation Sunday morning and also be part of this community. Each was intergenerational. Each was fairly simple and easy to run and organize. They wanted to participate in community. They wanted their children to be an integral to the community. And I admit, myself to being attracted to this kind of small and informal worship and community, as well as I really enjoy a bigger congregation too. But part of what inspired me about these examples was actually that they were temporary. They ended. They reminded us, all of us at congregation, that something can be good and important without having to be permanent. We can experiment without things needing to last forever. We can experiment with the possibility that something will fail, and that's okay. Another story came from Lynn Renaud, who's pastor at Chokhmah in Montreal, and actually she, while she was at conference, actually experienced some heart conditions and went into and needed to have triple bypass surgery there after she'd shared these stories. And so the Nationwide Church has been praying for her at the conference, at the assembly we did, and since then, and she's recovering at home now and seems to be doing okay. So she shared a little bit about what they do at Chokhmah in Montreal. Lynn, along with her husband, Michelle, and their family, were exploring new ways of being church in their Montreal community. And Lynn's son invited a homeless man to the breakfast that the church offered to the neighborhood. And through their ensuing relationship, Michelle and Lynn accepted the invitation to dine at the man's home. And think about this as an experience of community and being church. So they arrived and they discovered that this man and his community, the people living there, were all stoned. And they were selling drugs while they were eating with them. And they said, dealers came to the apartments while we were there. My husband and I looked at each other and asked, where are we? What are we doing here? But this man, each Sunday, came faithfully to Chokhmah, to their church community. He always came stoned and stinking of the gas that he sniffed. He was always there. Chokhmah was his church, and he loved it and felt safe and loved there and welcomed. And then suddenly he stopped coming, and people began to worry what had happened to him. No one knew where he had gone or what had happened. And 3 months later, he returned, and he said confidently, I have met Jesus. I've met Jesus, and I gave my life to him. I decided to get sober, so I went under the bridge and stayed there until I was clean of drugs. And he says, it has been 3 months, and I'm sober, and I want my life to be aligned with God. And so they talked a little bit about what has happened with this man's life since then. There's been a change in his life, and the people on the street have noticed and are talking about it. He's now the director of CARE Montreal, an organization that Chokhmah started with his help to offer a warm place at night for homeless people. And he's on a mission with Jesus in the neighborhood to help the city become more and more Christ-like. And Lynn says, truly no one is better to take care of that center because people in the neighborhood have seen the changes in this man's life and they know him. And so that was one more story of another kind of church experience that was shared. And there were many, many of these kind of stories and a huge variety. Not all of them were quite as dramatic as that one. So I came away from hearing those stories, from hearing the input, from worshiping together, from being with people across the country, inspired. Inspired around different ways of doing church, possibilities for, you know, ideas for perhaps things that we could do here in Leamington. Came away energized. And came with a sense of being part of this larger nationwide community of Mennonite churches. And it was just a really special experience. We come to a time where we all share of our own experiences. We share the things that have been inspiring in our lives, the joys in our lives, the things that have been tough, the challenges, the joys and concerns. And we begin our time of prayer as we share with the community and as we share with God the things that are happening in our lives. So Mike will come around. I invite you to share your name and share what's happening in your lives. What is our sharing this morning?